President Clinton and Vice President Gore now walking out on the South Lawn, where in the background, Marine One, the helicopter that will fly the president to Andrews Air Force Base later, where he will depart for Seattle, is parked, ready for the departure. They're now at the lectern, both the president and the vice president.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending this event, which is both a celebration of last night's victory for our country and also a send-off for the president as he leaves for this important and crucial APEC meeting.
This, of course, Vice President Gore.
I'd like to say, in presenting the president, that all of us who worked hard to pass NAFTA owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to the former presidents who banded together across party lines to help convince our country that this was the right decision. All of the former officials, all of the leaders in various sectors of our society who helped to get the message out to the American people and through them to the elected representatives in Congress that this was the right step for our country to take. I'd like to also acknowledge, as the President did late last night, the work of Mickey Cantor in putting together the negotiating package and in leading the charge on NAFTA, Howard Pastor and his talented group who met with every single member of Congress, to Bill Daley and Bill Frenzel, who led the charge in the so-called war room over at the Executive Office Building, and to all of the men and women who worked tirelessly to make last night's victory possible. As the President said last night, the opponents fought very hard and honorably and made some important points that the country must absorb and understand and respond to, and we're committed to doing that. But one of the things that the President and I and others said during this debate was that passage of NAFTA would give the President the leverage that he needs to put forward our nation's case in the world community for lowering barriers that now stop our products when they shouldn't be stopped. And as he leaves now for the conference in Seattle, the country has given him the opportunity to put forward America's case strongly and convincingly. And the victory last night was because of the leadership of the President of the United States, Bill Clinton. I present him to you now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Let me just say that I have never been involved in an effort in which there were so many diverse people working so hard with so little concern for who got the credit after the battle was over. I thank all those who were mentioned last night and were mentioned today by the Vice President. I will say again that I believe that his stunning performance in the debate on the Larry King Show played a major role in our victory. Now that the House has voted for the North American Free Trade Agreement, voted for America to continue to compete and win in the global economy, I want to say again how grateful I am to the members who voted with us and how deeply I respect the opinions and convictions of those who did not and those who supported them. It is for us now to make sure that this agreement is speedily passed by the United States Senate and then implemented as it was intended to be implemented, with the cooperation of both labor and management, to make sure that it works to the benefit of the United States and all the working people of our country. It is also our responsibility to press on until we have the kind of education and training programs we need. And finally, it is our responsibility to make sure that we make the most of this effort. In terms of our relationships with our neighbor to the south, Mexico, the rest of Latin America, and hopefully with nations all across the world who are committed to open and free trade, to lowering the barriers that they have to our products and services, and to working together for more global opportunity, jobs, and growth. Last night I called President Salinas, and I told him that the Vice President and Chief of Staff McLarty would be available to go to Mexico City when NAFTA is ratified by both nations, to meet with him and his government for in-depth discussions about how best to launch this great new era in North American relations. The President gracefully welcomed this suggestion and invited the Vice President to travel to Mexico as soon as NAFTA is approved by the United States Senate and by the Mexican Senate, which is expected to be this Tuesday. Now, I am leaving for the first ever Asian and Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Seattle with a strengthened hand to fight for open markets throughout the world. The 15 Asian Pacific economic partners that I will meet are dynamic and powerful traders and competitors. From the creative tension between their nations and ours can come an economic expansion that will sustain us for years to come. The fastest growing part of the world economy is in Asia. One thing is clear. By taking the courageous step of opening trade in our own hemisphere, we have the economic, the political, and the moral standing to make the case that that ought to be done throughout the world. That America is serious about lowering trade barriers and promoting growth in our country and throughout the globe. I look forward to this trip and to continuing the fight. I will remind you again, as I have said so many times in the past, there is simply no evidence that the United States or any other wealthy country can grow jobs and increase incomes unless the world economy is growing and unless we have more customers for our goods and services. We took a long step in the right direction last night, and I intend to take more steps on that course in the next few days in the Pacific Northwest. Thank you very much.
You need to go. You're late.
Have a good trip. Thanks.
Okay. The President's running late. He's going to have to go.
And with that, the band strikes up, and the President is going over to shake a few hands. Apparently, there's time for a little politics before he gets on the helicopter and heads off to the APEC meeting in Seattle. We were hoping that he'd have the chance to answer a few questions this morning at this appearance, but apparently that's not going to be possible, no questions more probing than how you doing, Mr. President, as he continues to work the crowd on his way to the helicopter, which will take him to Andrews Air Force Base and then on to Seattle, where he's going to be meeting tonight with a couple of the APEC leaders. You're listening to live coverage of a news conference by President Clinton from National Public Radio.